Welcome to episode 3 of the Aunt Story Podcast. Today, instead of reading, I'll be giving you some writing tips. Hope you enjoy. Number 1, getting over writer's block. Writer's block can be a pain. It can delay your writing and ultimately discourage you. But over my years of writing, I found the best way to get over writer's block is to stop writing. In my opinion, sitting in front of your computer won't do much for clearing the block. You have to do something else to clear your mind a bit. Look around the house. If there's something that needs to be done, go do it. After you're done, return to your writing. You should have some fresh new ideas. Number 2, forming ideas. Having trouble coming up with an idea for writing? Try Reddit writing prompts. This has helped me through a bit of writer's block in the past. Also, check out my website, madrop.com, spelled Guardian backwards. Here you can find a lot of information about writing and other things. Step 3, point of view. If you're writing in the first person, try to stick true to your character. Don't do what you would do, but do what your character would, even if it contradicts logic. Becoming a character can prove difficult at first, but after a while, you'll feel like you're on the same emotional journey as your character. As for third person, the same goes, but now you must dissect the various feelings of each character in the story. I myself am not big on third person, so don't take me word for word. But in every point of view, I think the emotions of the characters are essential to the reader. Step 4. Don't create a perfect character. Perfect characters are boring. Every character you make should have some imperfection about themselves, if not many things. It gives the character something to overcome internally, as the character is reaching the external goal of the story. Step 5. Outline your story. Even the littlest outline can go a long way. It reminds you of what you wanted the story to be. Adding on to the outline in the middle of writing is a must for me. I come up with so many ideas while writing, as well as when I'm not writing. So an outline is the perfect place to insert the little spurts of ideas I get. Step 6, write it down. It doesn't matter where you are in the moment. If you have an idea for your writing, write it down. It doesn't matter where or when. Oftentimes, I found myself writing at 4 a.m. because of one idea that snowballed into an entire story. Step 7, don't limit yourself. This is situational, of course. Sometimes there must be limits. For example, a children's book. You probably don't want to go around decapitating characters in a children's book. But if you're writing a story, write it. Don't sugarcoat the details. Not every story has to be a fairy tale with a happy ending. Abrupt twist and devastation within the story makes things more interesting. Number 8, take breaks. Oftentimes, us writers can forget about ourselves. This is inevitable when you really envelop yourself in your character's world. But as your character has needs, so do you. Go eat something, go to the bathroom, and take a shower. Number 9, set a goal. Goals can take you a long way and really make you feel complete once you reach them. For example, I push myself every day to write at least 10 pages. 10 pages a day for a month, and before you know it, you have 300 pages to show. Step 10, review your own work. Once you're done writing, you might feel like you're done, but you would be sadly mistaken. Sure, you could hire an editor, but 9 times out of 10, it's better to review your own work. I had a goal to write a 300-page book, and after rereading my work many times during the process, I came up with so many extra ideas that the book ended up being a 430-page book. I hope this list helped you. Make sure to check back from time to time, as I will continue to add helpful writing tips and information on my website, nadrop.com, spelled Guardian backwards. Also check out my story podcast and listen to the different styles I use to tell stories in audio format. Simply type in Dion's Story Podcast and you'll have access to all the podcasts I've done this far. Or type it in on iTunes or Stitcher. Last but not least, don't forget to subscribe to me on YouTube at Nadrog Young Writers. If these writing tips helped you any, please let me know by comment on YouTube or my blog. And if there's any other writing tips that you want me to talk about, just ask. You never know. It might be my next writing tips list. Again, thanks for listening to Dion's Story Podcast.